Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Says here, life's pretty stressful and it's hard to not feel nostalgic for your childhood, so our friends over at SWNS Digital got us this.
The Men's Room Top 10.
The Men's Room Top 10.
The top things we miss about our childhood. Spin the bottle with Susan in the sixth grade. Pretty sure she was the town bicycle.
Oh, damn.
Jesus.
Also, you started early. I don't think I played Spin the Bottle until like eighth grade. My first eighth grade year.
Sure.
First year.
I never got to play Spin the Bottle. I wasn't invited to parties. Because I use voices in my head are talking to me. It does say here that 61% of people said that they lost their sense of fun as they've gotten older, and 22% would like to share favorite parts of their childhood with their own kids so that they can relive those fun memories. But we do have here the top things that we miss about our childhood.
Yeah, I've tried that a couple times. But kids are a little older now, but a couple years ago, both my wife and I were like, you know what, man, you know what we should do? We should show the kids some of the classic kid movies, right?
Yeah!
So they got The Wizard of Oz, right? That's a pretty easy one.
Sure, that one's timeless.
E.T., 10 minutes in, they're like, we're out.
Yeah.
Goonies, about 5 minutes in, we're out. I was just like, God damn it, look, they don't care.
No, they do not.
Apparently, our movie sucked.
Yep. It's not even 3D, man. Number 10, seeing friends every day at school.
Eh... You make different friends elsewhere, you know?
You do.
Hopefully you see them at work now.
Right. Hopefully you see your friends when you can do things that you and your friends want to do instead of what's dictated to you.
That doesn't mean you're going to see your friends at work, I hope.
Yeah. Right.
It's the five-day-a-week thing you're kind of obligated to do.
Not to say that the people that you met weren't your good friends, but you met them because you were confined in the same space for 10 hours
exactly.
Or 8 hours. You know, it's...
Exactly. My kids' best friends are the kids they met in school.
Exactly. Ta-da.
I mean, lunch was fun.
Lunch is good.
Lunch at gym class.
Yeah. That's where you got your true friends right there.
Yeah. Sound like my son. Lunch is cool. Well, I mean, lunch is cool. Gym. Recess is awesome.
Yeah, recess dope.
What about the classes? Boring.
Number nine, right on
I
there.
I did
with
like it. History.
I know you did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number nine, having someone cook all your meals.
Well, that's just being lazy.
All or just the one?
I like being in control of what I want to eat.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. I don't mind someone... It's always great when someone makes you dinner.
Sure.
But you also, like, hey, do you want to come over for chicken? Yes. Not like, hey, do you want to come over for casserole? Not really.
Yeah.
So I'd rather be in control of what I want to eat. Because I was always forced to eat things that I didn't necessarily want to eat.
Sure.
So I kind of like that aspect of adulting.
That's not bad at all.
You know.
Miles used adulting. Yeah. Number eight of the top things that we miss about our childhood, playing in the park on swings and slides.
I try. The problem, they don't make them big enough.
For real.
The kids always encourage you to do these things. Daddy,
go down the slide.
I'm like, hell yeah. The problem is I'm half the length of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just no fun. The swing, dude, look, if you had a swing that's adult, I'd do it. Problem is my feet, even when I kick my knees up, my toes drag through the sand. Like, I'm too big for this. Mm. You know what pisses me off?
The other problem is your kids want you to play on this. But like... Yeah. You don't want other parents looking at you and be like, my kid's trying to get on the slide, dude.
You know what? I don't care. I don't feel bad about that. And I will say, most parents are cool with you if they see you're having fun with your kid. If I went to the park and did not have my kids and I was doing that, different angle.
I just like the slide.
I mean, the cops are getting called either way.
Yes, right. But at Maple Leaf Park, right, they got this cool-ass zip line. Kids get to go probably about 30 yards on this thing. I want to do it. I'm too big for it. And I say that every time I say it to another adult, like, man, if they had this for adults, they're like, I know. I say it every time. I'm like, but they don't.
There's like a good rock one. Climbing wall.
There's a good one in the park over by the Vashon Ferry in, like, West Seattle.
Adult
Lincoln, I think maybe Lincoln Park.
I could get on there and not.
Why don't they just make adult playground?
I'm short, so, I mean, I've been on it. I think you'd be okay.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, because that looks, of all the things the kids do at that park, that looks awesome.
That's something but that we need to start investing in is, you know what? Adult playgrounds. We're just going to have big adult play places that you can climb up on there. We got Advil at the bottom of it for when you need to take some.
Advil and Bengay.
We got ice packs.
On-call masseuse.
On-call masseuse.
You're going to hurt yourself, but hey, have fun doing it.
Here's the slide. Everybody goes down twice, and then they're done.
Right. They jumped off the swing, broke their ankle. It's fine.
There's a bar over there for when you're tired of this crap. You just want to drink.
Don't go to that water fountain. It only dispenses whiskey.
Number 7, being excited to wake up on your birthday. Yeah, I've crossed that
it's
line.
It's a lot different. Oh, my God, I cannot believe I'm older.
Damn it.
One way you know that you're becoming an adult is when you drop the half. You know what I mean? Like, my daughter would tell you.
4 and a half.
I'm 11 and a half, and she demands that you put the half on there. I will be my next age the day I turned that age.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we just hold on to it. Yeah.
I'm starting to forget my age. I just tell everybody I'm 30 now. Like, I know I'm 31, but I...
Just say 30-something.
I'm just
so now,
30.
Now we're lying. Another sign of being old.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And away I go.
Like, I still like my birthday.
Sure.
I get excited that more, but you're right. It's different. And also,
you
like,
still
as
gotta
a kid,
go to work.
You're well, what's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but your birthday is a guaranteed holiday.
Yeah. But I'm saying for Thrill's kid, right? Like, it's like, oh, 11 and a half.
Yeah.
I think when you get older, like, I'm like, I am 41. Until I literally turn 42.
Right.
Like,
it.
It's the opposite.
Right,
you hold on as long as you can.
When's your birthday? Don't you
actually,
don't need to know.
Today, Ted turns 41 and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
Hey, don't S on that because if you
half.
Were.
41 and a half.
If you were.
It's my half birthday.
41.5.
I'm going to walk into a bar tonight.
Buy me a beer, bitches.
It's my half birthday.
That's right. They're going to
give you half off.
Number 6.
Normally, they'll buy you a shot, right? But if you said, dude, literally today, I'm so-and-so and a half. If they give you half off, I would tell everyone.
Today is half off.
Win-win.
And it was my buddy's birthday yesterday, so I was going to buy him drinks. No more.
Uh-huh. Today, he owes you.
How old is he?
I'll pay for half.
I'm not going to say.
54.
I am not positive.
Okay.
Jesus, did he turn 50 last year? Is he 51? I am not sure. I don't know if he's 50.
That's Jared, why you're not going to say, because I don't actually know.
Right, you're like, I'm dead serious. I'm like, I am not sure.
Number 6, no responsibilities.
Give me the watch back.
Well, yeah. But there's no way to appreciate that until you know what responsibilities are.
Correct.
Right?
You can't appreciate the ledge that you were on until you jump off of it.
That's it. So that is it.
Well, and it's hard to tell kids, too, right? Because I remember my niece saying, like, well, you could do whatever you want. Like, yes, I can go out every night and eat whatever I want and drink whatever I want. But, like, you can't because you got responsibilities.
Right.
And you got to talk to the doctor.
Exactly.
Well, my kids say that. I do whatever I want. I'm like, I don't do whatever I want.
No.
Like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I lose half my money.
Immediately.
See, if I did, I'm on vacation all the time, but I got to pay for you sons of bitches to eat.
Right.
And all that kind of thing so the CPS doesn't take you away. By the time I'm done spending money on you, the money I have left, that's what daddy just drinks.
Right.
Yeah. Just shut up and grab me a beer.
The perk is being able to drink all I want.
Right.
Yeah, I would say the age, you do that like maybe like early to mid-20s.
Right.
Right. You just do whatever you want.
There you go. Number 5, not having to work.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, kids, I will tell you this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I would rather go to work, and granted, I like my job, but still, I would rather go to work every day than go to school.
Sure.
Because with the time and effort you put in, you get homework, I get a paycheck.
Just imagine on your weekends, you spend most of the weekend watching a documentary. Every day. And that is all you do, is watch a documentary all day.
Ooh, okay. I like this one. It says, having crushes on anyone I want to.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, you still can.
You can be more open about it.
Just got to be choosy.
I like her and her right. and her.
You
and
gave
her.
A Valentine to everybody in class. Didn't matter
For
who they
real.
Were. Just throwing lines out there.
Yeah.
Throwing lines out there.
Come on.
Even my buddy Brad, whoever.
Exactly.
Where are we going?
Tony Throw.
Yeah. Top things that we miss about our childhood. Number
Legend.
Number 4. Nah, spending all day playing.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah. That, no doubt about it.
You just don't have the energy anymore.
You know what, man? That's part of it. Like, bro, I would love to, but after like 2 hours, like, I gotta take a rest.
I gotta take a nap, man.
I think that's what they should put in there. Little kids hate it, but like, Nap time.
Right.
Let's bring back daily nap time.
Can we do that? Like
half an hour.
For 2 hours, the world shuts down for a minute. Everybody go take a nap.
Country do what? Siestas, right?
Yeah.
Like, look, I'm not tired right now. But if you guys said, if we said, hey, we're going to stop show for half an hour and get a little nap, and I'd be like, cool. Hey, is the room cold and dark?
Exactly. I want to go take 30, man. Let's go. Number three, not having to pay bills.
Yep.
No freaking kidding.
Yeah.
Number two, not having any worries about life. No freaking kidding.
But again, you don't know. But there's a difference. Kids have worries about life.
Sure.
As an adult, you just, this will pass. But you still can't explain to someone that what you're worried about is not important. It's important to them.
Right.
But then when you get older, you'd be like, why did I waste my time worrying about that?
Caring so much. Because
you did.
Right. Exactly. But this is without a doubt the number one thing that we all miss about our childhood. And it's pretty significant right now. School holidays.
Yeah, again. Dad, you're up early. Guys, I still have to go to work. You are off for the summer. Not only are you off for the summer, both of you ended up in the car for me to go to work because one of you is going to your buddy's house to then have someone take you to either the zoo or the aquarium. The other one of you is going to a friend's house because you have a day plan. I'm going to work.
Right.
Shut up.
I will say, that stuff's great, but I went through. Like, and I liked my high school and stuff, but if you said, hey, we'll transfer you back to 16, I'm like, nope.
No
desire to go back to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.